Gospel reading comes from St. Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 through 34. And we hear that as Jesus and his disciples and the crowd following him were leaving Jericho, two blind men who sat by the road called out, saying, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus asked them what they would have him do for them. They want to see. Jesus then touched their eyes, and they received their sight. They saw God in the flesh. How blessed were those eyes. The formerly blind men now had physical sight. And with that sight, they followed our Lord. Having sight, they followed Christ. But spiritual sight is even more valuable. Jesus concludes this statement from the Gospel of John regarding spiritual sight after healing the blind man. "For judgment I came into this world in order that those who might not see might see, and those who see might become blind." Putting it in another way, our Lord is saying that those with only natural sight might see with new spiritual eyes, and those who cling only to natural physical sight might become blind, having no spiritual sight that can be given to them. And we find this reading from the Kantakion, Sunday of the Blind Man. "I come to you, O Christ, blind from birth in my spiritual eyes, and I call to you in repentance. You are the most radiant light of those in darkness." With spiritual sight given by God, now we can truly perceive, we can observe and understand the reality of things. In St. Paul's epistle that we read today, it comes from 1 Corinthians, and he writes to them, I'll read it again, "For consider your calling, brethren, that you, not many of you were wise according to the flesh, not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth, but God selected the foolish things of the world in order that the wise of this world might be put to shame. And God selected the weak of the world in order that he might shame the strong. And the lowborn and the despised were selected by God. Also these things which are not, in order to abolish the things which are. All this that no one might boast before God in the flesh." The first word of that pericope is blepete. It's a Greek word meaning see, look at. It can also mean consider or regard. We are to observe that we are of the lesser things of this world system. A people not regarded as important by those who see with cosmopolitan eyes. Eyes that only see through the lens of the world system. Eyes that only can see the physical things around them. If we think of ourselves as truly and first and foremost belonging to the sophisticates of this world, the powerful, the important of the world system, we do not perceive ourselves properly. We do not understand our order in things according to the economy of the kingdom of God. If we want to belong among the sophisticated of the world, then we exist as friends of the world, and being friends of the world, thus we are at enmity with God. That's what St. James tells us. Let me give you a few historical illustrations. Everybody's heard of Dante's Inferno, and he also wrote The Paradise as well. Dante's Inferno seems to be a bit more famous. Well, at one time in his life, Dante Alighieri was among the influential and the powerful and the wealthy of Florence. And in the time, Florence was just a wonderful place, I would imagine, full of power, wealth, and many sophisticated people. A great deal of art was going on there. Well, something happened, and he repented, and he was part of this system. And upon reflecting about the rulers and those who wanted power in the world system, he, in his Inferno, one of the levels of Hades, hell, was occupied by those men of Florence who wanted all of that power and had no regard for the things of heaven. And we also have another Italian of the Renaissance area, also a Florentian, Niccolo Machiavelli. Have you heard of Machiavelli? Machiavellian, you know, the tyrant. Well, he really wasn't all that bad of a person, but he wanted power. He wanted to run and walk among the powerful. He wanted to sit in their council and run the state. It's interesting, a part of his biography, he says, and this is just my memory here, that he wanted no part of heaven because there would be no powerful, sophisticated people there to have such wonderful and intellectual discourse. He thought he would be bored in heaven. Well, Niccolo, I hope you're enjoying the place we're at now. And then there's me. Several, many years ago, when I was a young man, even though a Christian at the time, I wanted to live among the professional class and wanted no part of the working man's world. Snob appeal, you wanted to sell something to me? Snob appeal, that would work every time. But I, like Dante Alighieri, have changed my mind, and I no longer want to be a part of that. I don't want to have a sophisticated self. I don't want to be part of that. I want a simple heart and a pure heart. Again, not many of us were wise, powerful, or come from noble birth. Some were. This tells us that we are to see ourselves with eyes that value things very differently. We are to live according to the Beatitudes. And let me read them to you. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men might revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who came before you. We are to take on those beatitudes, for those are the qualities of citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We live in a darkened, depraved world. We walk among darkened, depraved ways and days. Our faith is now openly despised, and persecution is truly beginning. We cannot be friends of this world's system. And I think of the Troparion for the holy martyr Adrian, and I read it. You regarded to faith as imperishable treasures, O most blessed one, abandoning the ungodliness of your fathers and walking in the footsteps of the Master. You were enriched with divine gifts, O glorious Adrian. Pray to Christ our God for the salvation of our soul. We are to exert greater and greater effort to cultivate in characteristics of the Beatitudes, that we can become friends of God and not friends of the earth, by taking on the attributes and the qualities and the characteristics of the Beatitudes. We will truly become citizens of the kingdom of heaven and walk in the ways of the saints and walk in the way of Christ together with the saints. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.